ओम शांति,
ओम शांति,
ओम शांति। लगता है
नाउ इट फील्स ऑलराइट।
दादी ने फोन किया,
जस्ट नाउ दादी हैड कॉल्ड मी।
यहाँ आ रही थी,
शी वॉज कमिंग हियर।
बड़े प्यार से कहा, सभी को जाकर मेरी गुड मॉर्निंग कर।
And as I was coming here, she said, "Oh, please give everybody my good morning with lots and lots of love."
कितना अच्छा मधुबन में हम सब आते हैं ना,
we all come to Madhuban and we just like Daddy, Baba, everything being here. We like Baba, don't we? Do you like Baba?
हमको सबको अच्छा लगता है या बाबा को अच्छा लगता है?
Do we like everything or we just like Baba?
बोलो, कांत भी नहीं हिलाते हैं।
You're not nodding your head, so what should I do? Do you like Baba or do you like me?
हम बाबा कहता था, बच्चे न होते मुझे बाबा कौन कहता?
If Baba wasn't there, then who would tell you, child, child?
हम कहते हैं हमारा बाबा न होता।
If my Baba wasn't there, then who would call me child?
सारे कल्प में ऐसे बच्चे बच्चे
in the entire kalpa
कह करके बचा लिया।
People have been he's been saying bacche bacche and he's given you protection, he has saved you, bachna is to save, has saved you from maya, he has freed you and made you bodiless, both together.
गोद बिठा करके अपना
he placed you in his lap and he has cradled you.
मैं मेरा से फ्री कर दिया, दोनों
का। He has freed us from I and mine because both of these are very severe enemies. Who is the biggest enemy? I and mine.
इन दोनों ने दस सील वाला रावण बना दिया।
And these two have created the ten-headed Ravan with one mood or another that is produced by the consciousness of I and mine. You can see the different heads of Ravan; they're all terrifying heads, faces.
बाबा ने अपना बना करके।
But Baba made us his own.
शुद्ध।
Made us pure.
पवित्र।
And clean.
पावन।
And
सत्व प्रधान बना रहा है।
Then he makes us satopradhan, absolute pure. These are different levels of purity.
Asatyata ki satopradhan mana. Shuddha pavitra pavan bane na, pero satopradhan.
If there is purity from the lack of truth, there is lack of purity. So when truth is there, then all the depths of purity can come.
Aaj yahan se amrit le karke baba ke room mein dekha, baba aap.
And I went to Baba's room after Amrit Vela. I said, "You are so nice, so nice." In the entire kalpa, there isn't any. Like you, the way that we know you through this body, and the way we know you as a soul and through this body, it is the amazing wonder of Baba. Is it the amazing wonder of the soul who can recognize Baba? You come into the body of this soul and you make us pure and you make us your own. This song is a very nice song that we just heard. And the person who created that song did it through remembrance. The song is about three jewels, and there are three jewels in my life, Baba, the Murli and Madhuban. And there is such a deep love so that nothing can destroy it, doesn't matter what happens.
Baba, Murli or Madhuban.
There is always going to be Baba, the Murli and Madhuban for me.
Navratan mein lane wale hai.
This is the thing that brings you into the nine jewels.
Aana hai to Navratan mein aana hai.
If you have to come somewhere, then come into the nine jewels. It's all right to be one of the 108 or one of the 16,108, maybe not so good. If you don't come in that, then where are you going to go? You'll go to the 900,000.
Koi 9 lakh mein bhi aane wali quality na ho to kahan chale jayenge?
And if somebody is not even that quality, then they'll go into the 33 crores. because there will be 330 million deities up until the end of the Silver Age. So you must book your seat from now as to where you're going to go, and then it's better to come to the nine jewels. And if you want to do that, then these three jewels of Baba Madhuban and the Murali, they make you the one with the third eye. First is Baba, then Murali, then Madhuban. The three are together, but the first is Baba. Pure, clean,
pavan,
absolutely pure. Because you have to become completely pure before you leave here. This word pavan. They say sannyasis are pavitra, that word is for sannyasis, but pavan is for deities, pavan and puja. Pavan makes you worship worthy, that degree of purity. So your food, thoughts and interaction should be clean. Maybe it takes time to start having pure food, but until you do, there isn't the effect on the mind. But if in a second, immediately you understand, and then immediately the thoughts, the food and the interactions become absolutely pure and clean. There are some souls who haven't even completed the course, but once they've understood just the knowledge of the soul, then their food, thoughts and interactions become pure and clean. And there are so many who are teaching the course who are not yet clean. Baba checks everything about us, and Baba knows what we're all doing here in this gathering. He gives drishti and he checks everyone in the whole gathering. Now think about who is the master of the garden, who is the boatman, sisters, who is the boatman, who is the master of the garden. Yesterday he talked about the seed. Who gives the water to the seed through which such great fruit will emerge? One is the stage of being bodiless and the other is the stage of being loving. Because the two have to go together, being totally loving and totally bodiless, means detached. Who knows about the stage of being bodiless, the stage of Shiv Baba? So Brahma Baba, the loving one, Shiv Baba, the bodiless one, and the bodiless one made the other one bodiless, and the loving one made that one loving. And the two are together, merged. One time Baba had asked,
Baba ka murvi bacha kaun hai?
Who is the favorite child of Baba? And the whole gathering was there. It wasn't as big as this gathering. People would come and fill up the history hall. That was the size of the gathering.
And Baba
asked such sweet questions, and he spoke such nice things that these things that Baba spoke about, the thing of Baba and Baba's things, Baba's issues, what has to do with Baba. So he said, who is my favorite child? And he gave drishti to the entire gathering. Everyone took drishti from Baba. And with love, Baba said, the favorite child. Who is the favorite child of Bab Dada? Then Shiv Baba's favorite child, he said, me. I am the favorite child of Shiv Baba. He took his finger and he pointed towards itself. So we have to have that intoxication that I am the Murbi child of Baba. Murbi means the one who has totally claimed his heart, who following Srimat has become completely pure and in their thoughts, words and actions. They are just like Baba. So the Murbi child is one who is exactly like Baba. And so if you want to become like that, then become it now and think that I have to become that. This is the confluence age, the opportunity to do that. These are the valuable moments. And the one who is making us this is standing in front of us. So let us do it. He's offering us, come. He says, come child, come. And the child becomes completely bodiless and detached as he calls the child. He's calling the child into the bodiless state. Who is speaking saying, come my child, come. There are many who have this experience. But still their eyes are a bit blind and their ears are a bit deaf. Where is Maureen? The inner voice. In silence, there is the inner voice that emerges. When Baba says, come child, come. What should I say? I say, yes, Baba, yes. Who is calling the soul? This is my most beloved song of the early days of Brij Koti. Let us go to the world of the subtle regions. Someone is pulling me with his love. You probably haven't heard this song, but in the early morning, the song for waking up was Wake Up My Princess, and at the time of yoga, when everyone was coming into the gathering, we are going into the subtle regions and someone is pulling me with the string of his love, the string of love, and he pulls it so that this body remains here and you disappear from it. The body becomes totally still and cool. There's the experience of coolness because the organs of sense are not completely pure. Then you can't be cool. We have to make our sense organs very pure. The eyes are still very fluctuating and they are deceptive. You look at yourself, you look at others, you make comparisons. It's seen in the eyes. But the eyes have to be eyes of a yogi. A yogi is one whose every sense organ is calm and cool and fragrant. There has to be fragrance emerging from that completely pure organ. The organ is pure, silent, cool, peaceful. It's not that it's not doing anything. It's doing everything, but not in a rushed or hurried way. You don't walk along in a rushed way, but in a very calm and dignified way. You don't make a noise as your feet touch the ground. Why are you hurting the earth? Baba taught us how to walk in a dignified and calm and cool way. Not so slowly, but you have to move in such a way that it's smooth and speak in such a way that it's gentle and make food and eat and give to others to eat. The sense organs show you how everything is elevated and peaceful. and you're giving the habit into your sense organs as to how to do this. You're giving the habit of your into your sense organs as to how to do each action in an accurate and pure, peaceful way. The eyes are taking drishti from Baba, and so don't let your eyes have any other than most pure drishti. Your eyes should make others pure. The father is the purifier of the impure, then it means the child must also be the purifier of the impure. A real daughter of Baba is the one who, when anybody comes in front of them, they become purified. And Baba has said today, through your attitude, you create the atmosphere through your thoughts. You must have seen through your vritti, you fix others' vrittis, others' attitudes. Through your thoughts, you purify the thoughts of others. Now Baba is taking us very deep, so that the mind becomes completely calm, and he's teaching us how to go into the depth of silence. Do not think, do not speak. Your thoughts should have such transformation by the power of churning knowledge. So that, you know, you don't know what this cogitation on knowledge really is. The essence of pure thoughts is the elevated thought. It's not that a thought comes, but whatever is supposed to come and whatever is supposed to happen, it happens, it was destined, so let it be. Baba had to get such and such done. It had happened in the previous kalpa, so it's happening now. You don't even have to have the thought about what you have to do, because it mixes up. You think, because of my thought this happened, because of my idea this is immediately body consciousness. I do not have to do anything. If I think I have to, then Baba is free. He doesn't have to do anything. But we have to recognize and understand Baba so much. It's also in the Gita that as I am, exactly what I am, know me as I really am, hey Arjun. And so now the stage of soul consciousness, you have to go into the depth of it so that the body consciousness really evaporates. If there is a bit of body consciousness in the soul, it all has to be destroyed. If you don't do this much effort on yourself, then the hidden body consciousness will do its work within secretly. It's very clever. It's cleverer than Baba even. The name is Baba, but body consciousness will do its own work. And so the real true yogi child of Baba is the one who will be totally focused intensely on destroying the body consciousness within. And then they speak about the sound of the conch, which is like a continuous chant. It's not a sound, but it's like a vibration that when you go into the stage of soul consciousness and you find the connection and the experience, the connection of the soul with the Supreme Soul, so he gets done what he has to get done, and instrumentally he uses the soul. He says, soul, make your fortune and make the fortune of others, and Baba will do his work. So all you have to do is remember that I am the child of the creator of the fortune, and I have to create my fortune and create everyone else's fortune, nothing more than that. So to become free from I and mine means
The
18th of January is coming, so it's a new year for us. Baba is coming. And it is here that all day we experience that we're doing service and we're with the family, but we're in the state of freedom and freedom in life. We are free.
Light.
We are light.
And
we are cooperative and loving with each other. There's nothing inside, no heaviness, no grudge that you're bearing, no resentment that you're having against anyone. You're not feeling heavy about anyone, because if you are, it's a sign of Bodhi consciousness. Otherwise, you'd go crazy just talking to yourself. What do mad people do? And other people say they don't understand what they're doing. A crazy person, they're just focused on one thing and they just only talk about that same one thing. They're very obsessed, whether somebody understands them or not. They're in an obsessive state. But Baba knows. Until we have become intoxicated, until the intoxication is raised, we cannot get the stage of being Narayan. The status of a king. Everything else is instrumental, everything is destined, I don't have to do anything. Just I have to go with Baba, not trail behind. And I have to come with Baba in the golden age, not later on. Not even 1 year later. And so we have to become so clean and pure, and others also. If I become this, then where else will you become this except here? And so he doesn't let go. I'm ready, Baba says. What will you do over there? You need such a kingdom in which everyone is absolutely pure, and the practical sign of this is here already, and you see how the nature, the elements of nature will be there, and you will see even now how nature comes under your feet. First of all, it cooperates, and then it comes under your feet. Means you have full powers over nature. Why do they praise the feet of the deities? Because they're made of such elevated, pure elements of matter. Why would the elements of matter not praise the deities? The master of matter is coming. The matter will praise it. And so people had made nature very upset, but now we have to give peace and calmness to the Mother Earth. Earth is a mother. She gives you to drink, she gives you shelter, she gives you food, she gives you everything, and people abuse the earth so much. And now look how clean this earth here is. Who is here? Those souls who are becoming deities, they live here in this land. So there should be so much intoxication. And don't allow any thoughts of Maya to come in. It's forbidden. Now let us listen to the Murli.